Mecum Auctions, the world's largest collector car auction company, returns to Indy with Dana Mecum's 37th Original Spring Classic, May 10th through the 18th at the Indiana State Fairgrounds. 3,000 muscle cars, Corvettes, exotics, and more. Broadcast on Motor Trend TV and streaming live on Max. From avid collectors to those new to the Mecum experience, we welcome everyone. Register to bid now at Mecum.com.
There's like a stigma amongst like the African American community to like Republicans and stuff like that.
I don't know what's going on in the African American community when it comes to that. You know what I mean? Like, black people have supported Democrats, you know, overwhelmingly for 50, 60 years. And nothing has changed. So something's got to change.
That's Ice Cube. And, yeah. Maybe that vote that you've always put out there just isn't worth your damn time. If you're going to vote, vote for something that might change what you feel isn't working. That makes sense. Tony Katz, 93 WIBC. Good morning. Good to be with you. This is, you know, Trump in 2016. Vote for me. What have you got to lose? These people don't care about you anyway. Try something different. Give it a go. And it's true. This is exactly where the people of Indianapolis have to be in this mayor's race. It's been 8 years of Joe Hogsett. Your life's better. Things are good. City's doing great. Try something different. What have you got to lose? And the answer, of course, is nothing. Nothing. You have nothing to lose. You're not going to get hurt. You're already getting hurt. You're going to get hurt worse? Is this the game we're going to play? You can't vote for those Republicans because those Republicans are nothing but a bunch of racists, I tell you. The Democratic Party, they've been really good to you. They haven't engaged any bigotry whatsoever. Can you show me where the Republicans are racist? Because someone says it on national TV, Joy Reid says it, so it's true? Dear Lord, what's real? What you see or what they tell you you see? Joy Reid talking about Republicans being racist is the equivalent of saying, wasn't me. I saw you cheating on me with another woman in our bed. Wasn't me. I saw you in the middle of the act. Wasn't me. I saw her put on her clothes and leave. Wasn't me. Oh, I guess maybe it wasn't you. That's Joy Reid. You want to fall for that? You want to fall for that, Indianapolis? Again? Joe Hogsett told you he's the law and order mayor? Does it look like law and order out there? Does it look good? Because I'm here to tell you, I don't think it looks good. If only because I have eyes. Let's talk about what you believe. You believe this?
People have heard me say this for a long time. As a nation, we have many obligations. But I believe in every fiber of my being, we have only one truly sacred obligation. To prepare those we send into harm's way and care for them and their families when they come home and when they don't. It's a sacred obligation, not based on party or politics, but on a promise to unite all of us. There's nothing more important, nothing more sacred, nothing more American. And together, over the last 2.5 years, we've worked to make good on that promise, passing more than 25 bipartisan laws to support our service members, their families, caregivers, and survivors. That includes the PACT Act, most significant law in our nation's history, to help millions of veterans who are exposed to toxic substances and burn pits during their military service. Pits the size of football fields that incinerated the wastes of war, such as tires, chemicals, jet fuel, and so much more.
You'll forgive me. While that was an interesting clip, it was the clip of him saying, "I promise to unite us all," that I was going for. You want to talk about caring for veterans? That's great. When they come back and they vote for Republicans, are those the people, Joe Biden, that you're referring to as racists and bigots? That you pray the other side get some common sense when you're speaking out there? You're going to unite us all. How many times have you heard this? Why would anybody still vote for this? I'm glad there has been levels of bipartisan movement on making sure veterans are taken care of. And remember, Memorial Day is about remembering those who gave all. Veterans Day is about thanking veterans for their service. But you can thank a veteran anytime. I don't think there's any real issue with it. I don't think someone chastises you for such a don't thank me. It's not the day for it. He was going to unite us all. Has Joe Biden acted in a way that says he's going to unite us all? Of course not. Maybe some more talk like that wouldn't be bad. But he doesn't do that. He does the same old angry, angry, angry things. Maybe you got to change it up. The conversation that Ice Cube is having, the conversation that springs forth from this, is that voters have the power. Why do we think that these people have the power? Why does anybody think that an elected official has the power? What are we doing here? That some elected whoever acts like an elitist snob? Well, yeah, some of them do that. Representative Ocasio-Cortez did that. Did you not see what happened to Representative Ocasio-Cortez at her town hall? I've got audio, but I don't think I've got it right because there was a fair amount of cursing because at her own town hall in her district, she was booed. She was heckled. Then she had protesters shouting down the hecklers. These people are not in love with Ocasio-Cortez. Now, unfortunately, they're still going to vote for her, which is part of the madness. Ocasio-Cortez doesn't worry about her district. She keeps jobs out of the district. She pushes policies that don't help the people who live where she lives at all. At all. Yet she's going to get reelected. Joe Hogsett, he doesn't push for things that will help the people where he lives. Yet he has a good chance of getting reelected. And you gotta love how the Democratic Party of Indiana, is going after Jefferson Shreve, the Republican, that NRA member. There's no problem with being an NRA member. More people in Indianapolis should be NRA members. They should learn about firearms, learn about protecting the Second Amendment, and then get training on how to use a firearm. Let these scaredy-cat Democrats who hate the Second Amendment, hate your right. By the way, they also hate the First Amendment. They would keep you from speaking if they could. There are any members of the city county council who would love to rein in certain levels of free speech. They've got one more reason why you shouldn't wait till you try and get a gas stove in the future for your house. Hoo-wee! Tell these people to kiss off. Vote for someone different, and if they don't work for you, then make a change again until you find the people, until the people who run for office start realizing that the people who live in the district are the ones who are in charge. If you're black and you're still voting for people because they're black, you're still voting for Democrats, it's just awkward. You got to vote for people based on policy. And if the policies you've been voting for, these Democratic policies in the main, haven't worked for you, change the policy. If the people of Indianapolis think the last 7 years have been worthwhile and they want to vote for Joe Hogsett again, they can. But then they can't complain. Suck it up. You voted for this disaster. Or you could say this isn't working because the rational mind knows this isn't working. Try something else. And if you want to vote for a guy who says he promised to unite all of us and spends all of his time not doing that, well, my God, Jed, I don't even want to know you.